DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. Monsignor Essif is a priest of the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to St. Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the sisters of the missionaries of charity around the world. Monsignor Essif encountered St. Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, including Lebanon and Peru, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, brothers and sisters, and seminarians and other religious leaders around the world. Building the Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
Well, today we have for everyone, you know, are you Jewish and are you kind of driving along and listening to this in your car? Or have you turned this on? You have a call to holiness. Everyone is called to holiness. There's a universal call. Everyone who is a human being is called, whether you're Jewish or Christian. Every person is called to be holy. And the book of Leviticus, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brothers and sisters in your heart, though you may have to reprove your fellow citizens, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge. Cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. From God himself, there's this call to everyone. But now Jesus, if you're a Christian, has picked up on that law that Moses gave. And so you're hearing God calling all of us to holiness, and Jesus is saying to us, Jesus said to his disciples, now this is in the Gospel of Matthew, and he's saying, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. If a person in the Jewish law, an eye for an eye is called lex talionis. It's the Mosaic law in the Torah. If someone knocked your tooth out, you knocked their tooth out. If someone knocked your eye out, you knocked their eye out. If someone kills one of you, you kill back. It's called retaliation. Only to the limit that you have been injured do you injure. No more. So sometimes in fury, if someone hurts you, you do more damage. No, an eye for an eye, a limited retaliation. When someone hurts, you retaliate. Jesus says, no, that's not my law. Jesus gives us a new law. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should someone press you to walk for 1 mile, go for two. Give to one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. Jesus wants us to give all our love, the measure with which we're supposed to give it. Now, you know, there's a beautiful story of, it's in Les Mis, it's a musical, and it's a powerful story. Jean Valjean has been in prison for years. He stole a loaf of bread as a young man to feed his family. And what happened to him? He was thrown in jail, and he tried to escape, and he spent years and years in prison. He actually became a hardened criminal. He gave no one any. He was so powerful and so strong. And one day he had just gotten out of jail after all those years, and he was invited to have supper with the bishop. And he was there, and the bishop invited him in, kindly, wonderful man. And so he had, and he devoured this meal that he had. And then the bishop said, "You know, you look like you don't have any place to go for the night. You're welcome to stay. I have a spare room, and you're welcome to it." He noticed the silverware on the table. And so in the middle of the night, he got up, and he took the silver settings and took off in the night. The police caught him, and they traced, and they knew the silverware belonged to the bishop, and they came back to the house, and the bishop saw him. "Jean Valjean, you know, you left so suddenly." The police said, "He stole." "No, he did not. I gave them to him. In fact, I wanted to give him these two silver candlesticks to go with the set, but he left so early." That act of love, not only did he take the settings, but whatever he took, give him more. Don't only have him take your cloak, give him your tunic. Don't only go 1 mile, go two. That broke the hardness of Jean Valjean's heart. The piercing love, what was that in the bishop that turned Jean Valjean around? It was love. It was the love of Jesus in the heart of the bishop. Where was the source of that love? In today's Mass, St. Paul instructs us as to what it was, as we read from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It's in the 11th chapter. "Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. When you were baptized, God came into you, who you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Where is God? In me. You are a living temple of God. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this world, let him become a fool so as to become truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolish in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord keeps the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain, and he knows them. So let no one boast about human beings." You are, everyone who's listening, everyone, especially when you are baptized, God dwells in you. You are the temple of God. All belongs to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. Through baptism, God is in you. Your baptism is a call to holiness. Everyone, are you a Protestant? Are you Orthodox? Are you Catholic? You are the dwelling place of God on earth. As then we begin to allow this power of love to flow through us, we begin to change the entire world. Listen to what Jesus says, the measure, because many of us have been hurt deliberately. "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor," that's what Moses said, "and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies. No one else has taught that. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense would you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is that? Do not the pagans do the same? So this is the call, especially of you who are the baptized temples of God. So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Why? Because you have the power that Jesus has to love. And how did he love? With what measure? With his whole heart. The universal sign of the love of Jesus is he opens his arms and he keeps stretching them and stretching them until he was crucified. Jesus gave his all. That same Jesus is in you. The world needs us to allow him who is in us. Paul says, you belong to Christ. Christ is in you. Your body is his body. Your mind is his mind. When we begin to live, you see, why is there such troubles in Venezuela, in Syria, in Egypt, in Sudan, and in the world today? Why in the Ukraine? Because here is the love that Jesus wants to bring. When I saw the Orthodox priest standing in a chain and a line between the army of the Ukraine that want to force Ukraine back into the Russian orbit, and these priests are standing there, and the ones who do not want this are the uprising against this force, against the government, and there they were, putting themselves on the line. Jesus, ready and willing to suffer and die. You know, Maximilian Kolbe, you know, all of us are called. This universal call to holiness. This priest that I know is now wanting and has a power. What does he recognize within him to love his enemy? What do these priests who are standing in this line between these clashing forces in the Ukraine, what are they willing to do? They're ready to give their all. They're ready to be shot. Instead of the protesters being shot, they themselves are putting their bodies on the line. It's exactly what Maximilian Kolbe did also. What is the example that we have here? Jesus in each of us, not just in the priest, in everyone. Each and everyone has a call to holiness. What prevents us from being Jesus? I believe so many times it's fear. We think I have to do it. Many times a man who's called to love in this way is so afraid because he thinks I have to. How many times have I failed? I can't do it. But to remember what Paul has said here, to remember what the scriptures have taught us, I am with you. I am in you. When you were baptized, I have remained with you. In me and through me and with me, you can do anything. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. And so, what is that in you that prevents you from wholeheartedly loving your wife. Just in an ordinary day, is there things you're afraid to share with her? You know, divorce begins long before a piece of paper telling you you're divorced or separated from the one you're married to. What is there in my heart? You see, as Christ has loved the church, so a man loves his wife. What is there in my heart that I'm afraid to share with my wife? In me is Christ. If I can begin to see that the all that I am, I want to give her totally. And the all that she is, no matter what that is, I want to forgive and to give. When we have that husband-wife relationship in marriage, there is this call to perfection, to perfect love. Can a man and a woman love each other that perfectly every day? How many times yesterday have I failed to love my wife, my husband? Universal call. What about the children? When a brother and a sister has an antagonism, recently there was this man who has this antagonism, and it goes all the way back to when they were children. And she somehow had this pointing the finger at him. That's what he has in his mind, that she was always blaming him and blaming him, and he carries this. He suddenly realized in his mind that these thoughts, she's picking on me, she's got this, she, and when he would ever think of her, all the negative thoughts that would come up, and he realized it was the devil taking these memories of pointing the finger. And I said, what does that sound like? And then only Jesus within him began to rise up against these terrible thoughts in his mind. You see, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus about your sister. I want to have a love for her. The only one who could do that is Jesus. And those negative thoughts that kept hitting me, almost like an obsession, was a spirit. And he began to see, you're a devil. Lead us not into temptation. By the sign of the cross and in the name of Jesus, I banish you. Get out of here, you evil spirit that's taking me over. And when that was gone, he began to see truly his sister. The relationship of love then can come in a family. How many families are split over money, over memories of hurts, unforgiveness? And this is what Jesus said. Give to the one who is asks you, and then you shall love your neighbor and hate those who do evil against you. But I say to you, love your enemy. And a lot of times that enemy could be right within your own household to take away your peace. And so as you begin to listen to this cry of Jesus today, and it's a really strong one, so must you do. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. This universal call to holiness is there. We are called to be a king in the kingdom of God with Jesus. And Jesus is asking us to take that throne, to take that call. We are called, your heavenly Father is calling you to this kingship. Each one of us, who is being called? All of us. There's this universal call to this kingdom. When we pray the Our Father, we say, Thy kingdom come. This kingdom is a kingship of universal love. We are called to love one another. As the Father has loved me, Jesus said, so I have loved you. And what is the call? Love one another. As the Father, what's the measure? As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. You love one another as I have loved the Father, and the Father has loved me. And what does Paul say? You are the temple of God. He dwells within you. The Trinity, when we meet a man of God, he has this love, and we have that capacity to live that life today. This Sunday, when we go to Mass, this Sunday, when we go to worship, this Sunday, when we go to the Eucharistic celebration, all of us have this power. This Sunday, if you are baptized, listen, hear the call. Be holy. Moses said it to the Jewish people. Jesus said it to us Christians. When is that taking place? Now, the kingdom of God is here among you today. When we begin to live this, there will come in the world an order of peace. There are many in the world who are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, when you meet people like in Sudan or in Egypt or in Syria who are Al-Qaeda and who want to spread with real violence, jihad, we're going to wipe you out. We're going to, no, you can't do that. You can't be our enemy because we will love you. The universal call to love is the universal call. If we would heed the call to bring about peace, I really believe that one of the keys to healing in the Middle East is now the Jewish people who are there. Many of them are secularized, but those of you Jews, heed Moses and the call. Be holy. Love. Love your neighbor. And as you apply that love, listen. Listen, O Israel. Listen to what Moses said. Let me read it again, because it's a powerful call. In the book of Leviticus, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother and your sister in your heart. Though you may have to reprove your fellow citizens, do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Who is going to give me that power? You are, Almighty and Eternal God. Because I have commanded you to do it, I will give you the power to do it. And Christians in the Ukraine, and Christians in Venezuela, and Christians in the Middle East, Christians in Egypt, especially you beautiful Coptic Christians, heed the words of our Lord today. You have such a power. Christians in your homes, husbands and wives, brothers and children, with all your heart, be temples of God. and be perfect as your Father is perfect. I really like to maybe just conclude with this, that the call is to holiness. As we look at God, the God of the Jews, the God of the Muslim, the God of the Christian, He is God. God is God. And God is holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. All thy saints adore thee. Holy, holy is your name. Amen.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. To hear and or to download this reflection along with many others, go to discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of discerninghearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif.